Welcome to Yom Yerushalmi. We're holding Kilayin Daf and Zayin in the Oiz V'Odor edition, Perek Shishi in the middle of Alocha Beis. We're starting Daf and Vavun Beis on the bottom. The Mishnah brought Rabbi Elazar that said that if there is two rows of vines, one on the ground and one above on a madrigo, on a step, if there's 10 tfachim in between, so then they don't join together. But if it's less than 10 tfachim, they do join. So now the Gemara asks the following question. Ma gvoya shura or gvoya madrego? When we need a 10 tfachim, we're talking about a height of 10 tfachim. Are we talking about the shura or the madrego? Meaning, the shura is the row. The madrego means the step, that means the elevated ground. Are we saying that if you have an elevated ground 10 tfachim high, so even if the shura, even if the row is below 10 tfachim, but it is on the slope going up to the elevation, and the elevation is 10 tfachim high, so then it's considered to be its own space. Meaning if I have a lower ground, then I have an elevated ground. If the elevated ground is above 10 tfachim, this entire place, the elevated ground, and what leads to the elevated ground, the slope bringing up to it, it's all considered to be a different space and does not connect to the bottom. So that's gavoya madrego. Or you say, no, I need to have a 10 tfachim between the two rows. I don't care how high is the elevation. And that's the Gemara goes on to explain. In Tema Gvoya Shura, if you say, look at the row, Shefeya Madrego Kilamaton. If the elevation is 10 tfachim high, but the row is a little below that, and it's not 10 tfachim distance from the bottom, so then it's considered to be connected to the bottom. In Tema Gvoya Madrego, if we're focusing on the Madrego, Shepua Shura Milamalon, or according to Reb Chaim, kelamalon, meaning the slope leading to the elevation is also part of the top. It's considered to be its new place. In other words, the way Reb Chaim defines it, do we look at elevation as a new place and anything connected to it is not part of the bottom? Or are we just looking for a distance? It says in one that from Zayin Amud Aleph, Ve'atani, it says in the Braiso, Shtei shuros b'madrego. If you have two rows in one madrego, meaning both rows are on the slope. They're not one row on top on the madrego on the elevation and one below. They're both on the slope. As long as there's 10 tfachim between them, that's considered to be a good distance. So what do you see over here? If you want to tell me that the slope always goes based on the elevation, and the only reason we look at elevation different, because it's a different rishus. So if I have both rows on the slope, they're both in the same place. The fact that I'm telling you if I have two rows on the slope, they're considered to be distance enough. You have 10 tfachim between them, they're considered to be distant. You see, we're just focusing on the distance and not on the fact that elevations as a reshus before the atzmai. And that's what Gemara says. Islach meimar, gavoya shura, lo gavoya madrega. I just focus on the distance between the two rows and not on the elevation. Amar 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 says, no, that's not, you don't have to say that. Koloysa basar tfachish madrego, which means, even though I'm looking at the elevation as a separate place, but it's not that the entire slope is going to connect to the top. Every 10 tfachim is its own place. So if I have a slope which is 20 tfachim high, and then I have elevation above, whatever is on the slope is not considered to be one place. Every 10 tfachim is its own place. If both rows are within 10 tfachim to each other, they're in one place. But if there's a distance of more than 10 tfachim, they consider to be two different places. But there's no raya over here to the case that we discussed, which means if you plant below on the ground and you're planting on the slope which leads to elevation 10 tfachim, are they considered to be close enough or not if they're less at 10 tfachim? So the one brings now other rayas. First, Talmud Tamin, it says over there in Masechet Shabbos, Hazorik arba ames bekoise lemala ma'asar tfachim. One throws an item up in the on the wall, more than 10 tfachim high from the ground from Rishus Rabbim. Kizorik Ba'avir is considered to be as if he's throwing in the air. It's not considered to be they threw in Rishus Rabbim, and he's not chayav of carrying on Shabbos. Lamata Masar Tfachim, if it hit the wall below 10 tfachim to the ground, Kizorik Ba'avir is as if he threw it in the ground, and it's considered to be throwing in Rishus Rabbim. Chizda Omar, Bemoidid Loichsan. Or according to Reb Chaim, the Gemara says, b'moyrid lochsan, meaning this place we're talking about where the item fell has to be a wall which is on an angle, which is not in a, it's not a straight wall. If it's a straight wall, how does it stand in the middle? has to be that we're talking about, according to the Yerushalmi, talking here that the wall is tilted, and that's why the thing held on to it. Says the Gemara, but still, they ain't safe for layer it, which is eventually it's going to fall, even though it's an angle. This we have also in the Bavli Masechet Shabbos, talking about a thick date. We talk about that it got stuck on the wall. Don't we learn from here? The Shippur Madrego Kilamaton. This Mishnah told us that if it's within 10 fachim to the ground, it's considered to be on the ground. So you see that I don't look at elevation as a separate place and the wall leading to the elevation being part of that separate place. Because if so, this is not Ushas Rabin, it's in the air. It's in a separate place. You see, within 10 fachim, we consider it to be as if it's below the, down there in the ground. So he says, here by us, when you plant on this slope, what is it nurturing from? Where is the roots of what you're planting? In the madrego, in the elevation. It's going to the elevation. So that's why the slope is part of the elevation. Pramach, I mean, here by Shabbos, people usually rub themselves to touch the wall. It's going to fall. This date, which right now is stuck on this angled wall, will eventually fall. It's not really part of this wall. So therefore, if it's within 10 tefachim, it's considered to be as if it's in the ground. If you do want to compare it to our case, you have to say it had a hole. He threw the date, and the date fell not on a wall that is straight. But there's a hole in the wall, and now it's sitting in the hole. So now the date is enjoying the elevation because it's sitting in the area of the elevation. It's enjoying that hole. The same way the plants that are planted in the slope are enjoying that elevation. So the one says, if you do want to compare it, the only way to compare the case of Shabbos to the case here in regarding Kilayim, is only we talk about if you have a hole in the wall, and that's the case of Shabbos, then it's comparable to the case here in Kilayim, where you're actually enjoying this elevation. Continues the Gemara Amud Beis and says, Shtei Gino Yizu El Gavzu, you have two gardens, one on top of each other. Hatochtoyno Asuya Kerem, the one below has a vineyard. Ve'elyoyneinu Asuya Kerem, the top one is not a vineyard, meaning it's planted something which is not vines, it's planted something which will be Kilayim with a vineyard. So he can plant the top and go down until he reaches 10 tefachim to the bottom. So says the Gemara, Aboyim barchi, aboyim kamei avzehiro. So aboyim barchi has some zehiro. Leis adom rosh shipua madregen kilamaton. You see over here that the slope is considered to be connected to the bottom within 10 tefachim. Because here you're saying to plant the top and not to plant the bottom 10 tefachim. You see that this slope is not part of the elevation. Says the Gemara, my laying mishum zroim noitim lavir akerem. There, it's not because of the actual planting, but when you have something planted in the slope, leaves are gonna flow up and cover the vineyard, and then you have a problem of sikul. Sikul means not because where it's planted, but because of the leaves coming out. That's what we say within 10 tefachim, you need to remove it. Continues the Gemara, quoting the continuation of that braisa. The top of the slope has a vineyard. The bottom has the zroim, has the seeds. So there you can plant the bottom and continue planting the slope until you reach the vineyard. Meaning there's no issue of reaching the vineyard, reaching the roots of the vines, if it's more than 3 tefachim. Meaning, kol zman less than 3 tefachim, there's no problem with ikar kfonim, not reaching the vines. Kadada tani, as we learned earlier, shor shepeyo, which is a type of vegetable, nichlos etoch arba amas shavakem, it goes within 4 amas of a vineyard, lamate mishloi tefachim, areinu mutoim. If it's below 3 tefachim, you're fine. Because when below 3 tefachim, the roots fakat to be so chashuv, and you don't have a problem of a mixture between the vegetable and the vineyard. So when someone is planting this elevation, and then you have the slope, and he's getting to the vineyard, there's no issue of kilayim until he reaches within 3 tefachim to where the vines pop out of the ground. And just to point out that before we end, that comes out that even though we said that the the slope is considered to be different than the bottom, at least according to one side of the Gemara, that's to say that you don't have a mixture between the bottom and the slope. But not to say that it's connected to the top and you have a problem with kilayim. As you see over here, you have a vineyard on top, you can plant on the slope, and the Gemara has no problem with that, even though the slope may be part of the top. The slope is never part of the top. The slope may be separated from the bottom, but it's not part of the top. It doesn't have more of an issue of kilayim than a regular case of plants next to a vineyard. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Kilayim, Daf Nun Zayin.